evening. Well, good afternoon. It is your girl, Dr. Shepherd, coming to you with another note from the principal's desk. We had to take it back old school to the beginning of a note from the principal's desk, where you got it in the car, the parking lot, the school, wherever I was, that is where you got it. But because I am traveling, you're going to have to get it with me out here in these traveling streets, okay? Today's topic, though, is one that's not talked about as much as it should be openly, and that is surrounding our students, our children who receive student support services in the Exceptional Children's Department, and it is for scholars who are on medication. A lot of times when you hear about, like, you know, students having to take medication, it is centered around ADD, ADHD, just to name a couple. And there's been like this back and forth conversation, but it's been had almost in silos. You know, parents, sorry guys, I have like a crumb or something. I haven't really eaten anything, but anyway, it's had in silos from parents, you know, who have had the conversations, and then within the school community, there are conversations around at what point is it okay for a scholar not to have to take their medication? At what point is it okay? Because you do have parents, you do have children who say, you know what, I don't feel like myself and I just want to feel like myself. The medicine makes me feel like a zombie, and like, I get it, I wholeheartedly respect it. And I am a person that is on both sides when it comes to this topic, actually. I do believe that when there's not a need for a control setting, and that, you know, you're home, you're out for the summer, by all means, you know, do what you have to do and what's going to be best for you and your child. You know what is best for you and your child. If your child is old enough to talk about how they feel when it comes to taking the medications and stuff and not being in school, I think it is absolutely important to hear their take on it. And I also believe that being in education and knowing the things that teachers already have to deal with when it comes to, you know, the different academic, you know, learning, as well as, you know, the different behaviors, personalities, things like that. I do believe that if you know for a fact that your child, let me say it this way. If your child was put on medication, it was absolutely for a reason. At least I hope it was. I hope you didn't just go and say some things for your child to get medication that they don't need. But if they absolutely need it in terms of helping them focus, in terms of helping them be able to get the information and things that they need in order to be successful within the school setting, I think it is absolutely important to make sure that they are doing the things that are going to set them up for the best success, right? And that can go for any child. But since we're talking about the topic, or we're on this topic of, you know, medication, should they have to take it year round or not? I do believe, again, the summertime is a good time to wean off and to do, you know, let them be themselves. And then I also encourage that as the school year is getting ready to, you know, start again in August, to find a point at which, you know, you start putting them back on the medication so that they can be their absolute best selves when they are in the classroom setting, right? A little bit more of a control setting, okay? So that's my take. Something that I wanted to, you know, bring out and think that we need to have more conversations about and not have it in silos the way that we do, because we have seen children who thrive once they received the medication. They struggled really bad, and then once they received it, they started thriving just with just being able to focus. It's not so much about being able to sit down as it is to just be able to focus, where the mind isn't running rampant so fast, right? And so that's what I have for you guys. Just something to think about for those parents who, again, you do have your children on medication and you're just like, man, you know, for the summer, I definitely want my babies to be free. Then, hey, I'm with you. Let those babies be free. But just think about, as the school year gets ready to start, what is going to be in the best interest of the child? What is going to set them up for the most success, right? And then I know for my parents, like sometimes, you know, with finances and different things and the way they seem to be wanting to cut support more and more and more, it may be more difficult to get the medications and stuff. And I just think it's so important to communicate that with the schools, not just send your child in and then we're calling you and you're like, what you calling for? You know, like, let us know what is going on, because you don't know what assistance that possibly the schools can provide as well, right? And then for my parents who are just like, you know, I ain't get it, you know, I couldn't, and then we find out that you was in Cancun somewhere, you know, I'm just gonna encourage you to make sure you take care of home first before you gallivant other places. Take your break, just make sure you're taking care of home and that the kids have what they need first, okay? So that's it for me, guys. Just wanted to put that out there. Hopefully it becomes a conversation starter for many within the community, within the families, because it's definitely a conversation within the schools, okay? All right, you guys have an awesome and amazing day. This has been your girl, Dr. Shepherd, coming to you with another note from the principal's desk. Stay tuned. I'll be back with you next Friday. Peace.